お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
This is a special edition of Bilingual Chit Chat, hosted by Andy Chu in collaboration with SBS Pop Asia. It brings you an exclusive interview with Japanese global sensation 1OK Rock in both English and Japanese. Enjoy!
Hey guys, today we're hanging out with 1OK Rock!
Yay!
It's been a while.
Good to see you again.
6 years. What have you guys been up to the last 6 years?
Busy. Touring, making music, the same role.
Yeah. Well, last time we talked about how you guys have kind of like grown over the years. You guys have been together around 15 years back then.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you've grown now? You know, like grown professionally and personally, you reckon?
Definitely much like older. I mean, it feels like a little older also.
You don't look old at all.
Thank you. But yeah, probably like it's more chill, calm. Usually like when we were young, like, you know, when I decided to going out to tour, like just hanging outside, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like now we're very, very like a chilling person, like stay at the rooms, like, you know, doing like own stuff, just very chill.
Yeah, right. So concert, back hotel, just chill.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, not many bands have obviously stayed together as long as you guys have. Mm-hmm. What do you reckon is the secret that, you know, you guys could share to, you know, the music industry? How do you keep a band together for so long?
Just the one word is the money is always equal.
That's it.
Probably like a lot of like rock band, like, you know, the money thing is always fighting each other stuff. Like if the issues comes up suddenly after the bands like get stopped or like, you know, hate each other something.
Yeah.
But we're almost like growing up together. So like we, even like the singer vocal, like, no, it's same equal. Each band members, so like that's the most important key for
keeping it completely transparent. Everybody can see it, everyone knows what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, okay, that's some really good advice. Well, in terms of let's talk about your music, Detox. Tell us a bit about the album.
This is like our first time writing about the political stuff. Usually Japanese artists doesn't like writing about the political stuff, but I'm like, when we start making this album before, like it was actually like we had a planning about like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now and then, like I was in LA, and it seems like kind of really like huge like changing in this world, I thought. So that's why definitely as rock band, as musicians, like, you know, as Japanese people, definitely we have to say something about like to the world. So that's why we decided, like, made it this album.
Right. And what was, like, the writing process like for that? And just, like,
it was tough.
We
just learned so much, like, history. And also, like, you know, we need to search because, like, now world is kind of, like, really chaos, right? But, like, 4 or 5 years ago, people were definitely not thinking about how going to be like, you know, the chaos world.
Yeah.
So we were so much search and like learn everything, studies everything, and then like and we actually really care of like our lyrics first.
Okay.
Because like we're not growing up in the United States or somewhere, like, you know, we're totally like came from Japan.
Yeah.
So we need to more learn about the cultures, like everything. So that was kind of like a really huge process for 1OK Rock.
Yeah, right, okay. And how do you start finding the sounds around those kinds of lyrics? You know, did you have to sample a lot of music and work with different producers, etc.?
You know, the theme was really tough for us also. So that's why, like, the sounds, we definitely, we have to create it more than before, like more, you know, the very, very specific, like the each sounds. Yeah. So probably each member has got a lot of stress though, because like, you know, I had so many, like I changed the plans, you know, so many times, and I afforded for them, like they got, oh my God, like Taka is saying something like right now, I can't do this. we had so much fun time, and we had a really, really great like experiences from that, you know, the situation.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, in terms of inspirations, you know, any other inspirations on this kind of music recently? And also I know that, you know, previously you've done stages with like Ed Sheeran and Five Sauce, right, and stuff like that. You know, are you looking at more collabs in the future as well?
So far, I'm not really, don't have some visions like that. But, you know, when we like doing corroboration stuff, it's always something like first, you know, not like a business, like just make friends, the friendship first.
Yeah, it's and like after, vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's the most important for us. So like for now, we don't have any like plans about the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of detox, just out of curiosity, what are you guys kind of like detoxing out of your life at the moment? Anything you're detoxing at the moment?
At the moment?
Yeah, it can be anything.
I mean, I got sick a couple days ago, so...
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
So throat?
Yeah. Can you get there?
Ah, yes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I need a like detox.
You need just
detox from my body. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
俺はあの今 detox したいもん。なんかもう常に今楽しんで、なんかもうデトックスされてる状態なんで、なんかあのなんか今は特に常に detox って言って、あの。
Oh, okay. Yeah. All good vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
そうですね。僕も一緒で、本当にこのツアー回ってるのが本当に楽しくて、オフの時間はみんなで観光したりとか、まあみんなでゴルフ行ったりとかしてるんで、めちゃくちゃ元気です。Yeah, awesome.
Just living life. Yeah. Oh, so good. Anything for you, Tanya?
I don't know, but I like the, you know, when I'm doing tour, like making some music, like really focus into it. But I'm after the just nothing to do it. Just like chill, like lay down a bed or a couch, like just feeling the vibes like from the nature.
Yeah.
So like I like the, you know, the huge back and forth, like busy and like nothing.
Yeah.
That's
right,
my
right.
I think it's like detox for like, you know, my energy.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, I remember last time you talked about every time you toured different countries, you would gain so much experience and you learn so much, which influences your music.
Right.
We're just wondering, like, you know, from all the times you visited Australia, mm-hmm. has anything influenced you guys that has made its way into your music at all?
Definitely, like, you know, the weather is, like, completely different, you know, from Japan. Japan is, like, a more foggy and, like, rain. It's, we have... four different kind of seasons here in Tokyo.
Yeah.
I mean, in Japan. But here's like, you know, I know you guys have like winter seasons, but usually like a sense, you know, that everywhere. I love it. So like probably like more happy songs or like kind of, you know, good motivation vibe songs.
Yeah.
Probably we could be like writing stay here if we stay in here and like make some music like more positive vibes, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Aussies bring those good vibes.
Yeah. We love it.
Oh, cool. And last time you also spoke about, you know, these random things that have happened while you guys have been on tour for the last 20 years, like you fell off stage that one time randomly and you're playing under. Has any of crazy things happened like that since in the last 6 years?
なんかあったかな、そのトールがステージから落ちたりとかしたけど、他この6年間で何かあったっけ?
Oh yeah, I got broke my legs actually.
You broke your leg?
Yeah, like last year.
Oh, what happened? Yeah.
It was just, I don't know, that was first time like broke my legs on the stage.
Yeah.
And I got nervous. Also like it was like first time like stadium show in Japan. So like I'm not actually like don't remember anything about the moments because like it was too much pain, like, you know, the got sweaty, panic, like everything's like
adrenaline.
Got so crazy. But yeah, after like few months, like also we had a like European tour too.
Yeah.
Even like I broke my legs. So like that was kinda like a crazy like experiences. From my life.
Jeez, that's insane.
Like, I know.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I forgot
already.
Yeah. Now, fans also want to know, what kind of stuff are you guys doing in your spare time now? I know you like to just chill, relax. Do you have a favorite anime? Are you, what are you guys doing? You're into like cameras, all kinds of cameras.
Photo, yeah.
Oh, like photography?
Yeah, when I'm touring, like always, like I try to find a good spot, then I want to take photo, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great hobby.
It's really good, actually.
And fans would love just to see life through your eyes, so that's great, yeah.
僕は、家にいるときは、もうパパ 100% で。 So, because I have three kids.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
だからみんなで仕事の時はもうドラマーになって、oh. 家に帰ったらパパになります。
Wow, yeah, right, cool.
なんでしょうね、まあ僕も赤ちゃんできたばっかりなんで。 So I got baby?
Yeah.
Just, yeah, like 11 months right now.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yes, yeah. I always like take care of him.
Yeah, yeah, right, wow.
Try to be like, you know, good dad.
Yes.
But you know, we always like busy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss him so much.
Yeah, cute, right? Would you want them to be musicians as well? You're happy to 10K Rock 2.0, your kids?
Probably in the future.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Hopefully.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay my house. Like nothing. Just
okay, wow.
Doing shabu shabu at my house.
Yeah.
Shabu shabu. You know shabu shabu?
Yeah, just shabu shabu. Yeah, oishi. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
That's
so
cooking. Yeah, yeah. You should have a side cooking show. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Someday. Yeah.
Is it strange to be playing like stadiums to arenas and to small venues? Like, what is that feeling like and what's your approach to that?
I think it's just the issues is always the sounds. As musician, as you know, the performer, we don't anything about changing, even like a mind and a brain, everything is like it's totally same. But like, you know, if you doing like huge stage, the process is like completely different. So like my brain like working more like, you know, how to reach out to the our good sounds to the audience.
Right,
that's the most important thing. So like it's different, use the brain. But but the motivation is completely nothing changed. Like, right, always same.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Still 100% every mm-hmm. time. And do you guys ever use, like, Australian slang on stage or any of that?
Oh, like, I'm not really don't know that about that words, but, like, do you know Australian slang? Could you
like,
tell me?
Have you ever done like Aussie?
Oh, Aussie. Yeah. Aussie. Yeah, yeah.
And then you guys like, oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Or you could say, oh, should I do a shoey?
Shoey?
A shoey is like when you drink out of your shoe. It's like when you're, it's an Australian thing. Like,
oh,
you drink out, yeah, let's go have a shoey. Let's go, it's celebration like thing.
Oh, celebration.
It's like, yay, let's do a shoey.
Shoey.
Yeah,
okay.
Shoey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna like say something.
Yeah, and also if you go, yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, is saying
like
politely saying no. It's like, yeah, nah.
Maybe?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like saying no, but politely. Like, yeah, nah.
Ah.
Yeah. And if you want to say yes, it's kind of like, nah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give that a go. But,
okay, I got the words. Okay. Yeah, nah.
Yes. Finally, can you give us a bit of an outlook of what 10K Rock's going to be up to in the future?
なんだろうな. It's same thing though. We're going to make a new album after this, then going back to tour again. So just please like waiting for our new stuff and touring.
Cool. All right. And and a final message to Aussie fans.
そうですね。あのオーストラリア久しぶりに来て本当にあの毎日楽しいです。あの日本と同じようにあの島国なのでどこかちょっと共通する部分もあるのかなと思いつつ本当にあの来るたびに素敵な場所だったり素敵な出会いに恵まれてるなというふうに思います。残りのツアー、ライブ残り2本ありますけども、精一杯頑張りますのでこれからもサポートよろしくお願いします。いつもありがとうございます。
Well, 10K Rock, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, we are 10K Rock, SBS Pop Asia.
SBS 日本語放送の Facebook ページで会話に加わってください。 Like、 いいねを押してご意見ご感想をお寄せください。